Nigeria's Center for Disease Control and Prevention says on its website that from January to mid-June, there had been 1,141 suspected and 65 confirmed cases of cholera, with 30 confirmed deaths. The center's website statement from Director General Dr. Jide Idris says cases and fatalities were recorded in 96 local government areas in 30 states. One of the worst hit states is Lagos, Nigeria's commercial center. State officials say it has recorded more than 400 cases and 29 deaths. Dr. Adefolarin Opawoye is a consultant on infectious diseases at the Lagos University Teaching Hospital.
The outbreak in Lagos was sort of announced, I think, between the 9th and the 10th of June, when all of a sudden there was an explosion of cases from various parts of the state, from Lagos Island, where carried a majority of the burden of cases. We had some cases in Ebute Metta, Lagos mainland. We had some cases at Koshofe. And the multi-pronged nature of the outbreak is a bit alarming because it points to widespread contamination of sources.
Opawoye says a clean environment and clean water are key to checking the spread of cholera.
So to deal with a cholera outbreak, we have to go back to the environment. There's something we call the WESH, which is the infrastructure on which the healthcare is built. As water, that's WA, sanitation, that's talking about the toilets and waste management, and then hygiene, which is talking about personal behavior. And so these are critical areas that we have to address when we are trying to talk about the control of cholera, and not only cholera, but of course, so many other waterborne diseases. You know, we have to address the issue of water. Many people don't have access to potable water, water that is safe, that's colorless, odorless, tasteless, and free of microorganisms.
Cholera is caused by a bacteria found in tainted water and food. It attacks the digestive system. While most patients have no or mild symptoms, it can cause severe diarrhea that can lead to death. The World Health Organization has reported a surge in cholera worldwide since 2021, with thousands of deaths among more than 700,000 cases last year. The WHO has appealed for global support for prevention efforts, including improvements to sanitation and water quality and distribution of vaccines. Fatima Farouk, a food vendor in Gowanu State, a Lagos suburb, says she is aware of the cholera outbreak. She says she maintains a clean environment to ensure the safety of the food and drinks she sells to customers.
I make sure my environment is clean and I wash my food very well before I cook. For example, when I want to boil my meat, I first of all use salt to wash it. And after cooking it, I make sure that I cover it so that fly will not perch on it. I believe this cholera is true fly and dirty water. Like for my drink, I make sure my freezer is clean and my glass cup, it has cover. So when I serve, I give them cover to cover it so that they are drinking, no fly will perch on the tip of the glass.
The Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's working with other government agencies and international partners like the WHO and the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, to help the affected states. That help includes risk communication, active case search, laboratory testing, case management, water sanitation, and hygiene interventions. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.